A documentary that premiered at the 2015 Sundance Festival, where it won a special jury prize, is playing at Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington tonight. Terror is co-directed by Simon's Rock graduate David Felix Sutcliffe, who will lead a pre-screening talk followed by a Q&A after the film. As Sutcliffe tells WAMC, the documentary investigates the FBI's use of informants in national security matters.
The film follows an FBI informant, a former Black Panther, through the course of an active FBI investigation. Unbeknownst to his handlers, he gave us access without telling them, and we happened to capture him in the process of attempting to entrap a Muslim convert in Pittsburgh named Khalifa Al-Akili.
They suspect that he might be involved in individuals dealing with domestic terrorism.
The FBI, his handlers, did not have knowledge, obviously, that a film crew was following around an FBI informant. Did that at all concern you guys when you were going about the filming of this?
Yeah, it was terrifying. I mean, but the first thing we did when it became clear that the informant, Sharif, was going to give us access, we contacted the ACLU, who I had a relationship with as a result of my first film, which also explored national security issues. And the attorney we talked to was incredibly supportive and enthusiastic and also gave us a pretty strong set of guidelines in terms of what types of behavior could put us in trouble and what sort of behaviors we should follow in order to avoid being accused of tampering with the investigation.
And I think one of the particularly interesting parts of this film, and not to ruin it at all for the audience, but at some point you guys start to follow and tell a little bit of the story of the person that the FBI informant was actually watching and surveying and trying to get in contact with. How did that develop, and why did you guys decide to pursue it from that angle too?
We wanted to access him from the very beginning. You know, the informant told us who the target of the investigation was, where he lived. We were monitoring his Facebook page, which was public. And we were incredibly eager and anxious to capture the investigation from his perspective, although that was one of the kind of chief cautions that the ACLU had issued, was that if you were to contact the target using information gleaned from the informant, you could be accused of tampering. So we had to kind of stay hands off. And meanwhile, the target of the investigation was becoming suspicious throughout the course of the investigation. The fact that, you know, this stranger who was relatively new to the neighborhood was always offering him rides, always wanted to talk about jihad, was always, you know, kind of pushing him in that direction. And it wasn't until, you know, pretty remarkable chain of events that are detailed in the film where the target of the investigation was able to figure out definitively that the FBI was, in fact, attempting to entrap him, at which point he wrote a very detailed explanation on his Facebook page and invited journalists, activists, and lawyers to reach out to him. And we used that as an invitation to contact him. But we also refrained from telling him that we'd been filming the informant, and refrained from telling the informant that we were now filming the target.
I was coming back from the store, and Sharif's truck came around the corner. So I waved at him, and he stops the truck, and the passenger side opens up. The guy got out, and he came up to me, gave me the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum, kissed me on both cheeks. And I swear to you, when I walked away from that situation, I walked away feeling like I just played a part in some Hollywood terrorist movie that I just met, like the leader of some terrorist organization.
And do you think there is a particular message or messages that this film carries? And if so, did you have those messages in mind before finalizing the film?
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, we want to inspire intense scrutiny of these domestic terrorism plots that are announced. You know, basically, once or twice a month, the FBI has, you know, spectacular press release announcing the uncovering of another homegrown terrorist threat. But what is hidden between the headlines and even within the articles themselves are the specific steps used to kind of reach the point of arrest. And those steps, quite frankly, you know, bear, you know, an uncanny resemblance to entrapment. You know, there's a very kind of specific legal parameter which prevents, you know, defendants in these cases from leaning on an entrapment defense. But when someone is offering, when an informant is offering a target of an investigation $250,000 to blow up, you know, two synagogues, which that actually happened in a case in Newburgh, New York. That's the question we want to put to the public to say, is this really how we want our tax dollars to be spent? You know, is this what true security looks like? And yeah, this was a motivation and a message I wanted to leave viewers with going into the project.
How exactly do they train you to kind of prepare?
They don't train me for nothing. It's how I use the language. If they train me, I would never get what I want to get because they're strictly textbook. It's the difference between telling somebody and making a suggestion. The entrapment is if I go and tell him, yo, come on, let's go rob a bank, and you know that was not his intention, that was my intention. So I'm entrapping him. I don't make the suggestions. So when he brought up camping, that was my key opening right there. The door opened up for me to make a suggestion now. I said, yeah, that's cool, man. We can all go camping. I said, you know, why don't we just go a little further? We could train, man, like we do in the military. I said, brother, if you wanted to go and fight for the Muslim state.
It's hard to rally to support the targets of these cases. A lot of times they are caught saying and doing some heinous things, you know, preparing to blow up bombs in public places. That's something that is that's outrageous, it's heinous. But yet we also want, in those Q&As, in those sessions, we hope to kind of engage in a dialogue about whether or not the tactics leading up into that point are justified again. But I would say overwhelmingly, people seem to be pretty shocked and outraged once they see the film and once they see what took place in this particular case. And I think there's also a kind of an incredulity that this is a widespread tactic. I think people see this film and they see the, you know, the behaviors on display. And one, after watching the film, you know, the super secret spy image that I think is implanted in a lot of people's minds of the FBI, that is seriously damaged after witnessing, you know, pretty much some seriously bumbling incompetence that the FBI agents display while attempting to get this, you know, this particular target to agree to go to an overseas training camp.
And I told him, I said, I'm not here to entrap nobody. They're trying to make me force this dude into saying something to support terrorism.